Afghanistan has once again become a staging ground for terrorism. That's according to the Washington Post, which obtained U.S. intelligence documents from that leak on the Discord messaging platform. The classified Pentagon assessment shows that the Islamic State, IS, has been planning attacks across Europe and Asia less than 2 years after the U.S. pulled its troops from Afghanistan. Dan Lamoth has been reporting this out. He covers the Pentagon for the Washington Post. So, Dan, remind us, these are names we haven't thrown around in a while. Islamic State, ISIS, IS. Who are they, and who are they targeting from Afghanistan?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. The Islamic State, you're talking largely about the group that became infamous for sweeping across Syria and Iraq within the last 10 years, kind of in that 2013-2014 timeframe. They popped up in Afghanistan a couple of years after that. And they've been beaten down to a large degree, but these documents surface growing U.S. concern about their ambitions, their ability to communicate with the outside world, perhaps inspire attacks. And all of this comes after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan about 20 months ago. And basically, they're being concerned now that in light of that and in light of the very limited, U.S. presence, there's a new universe here of concerns that have surfaced.
Well, you quote Nathan Sales, who worked in the State Department under then-President Trump. He said Islamic State's Afghanistan affiliate has enjoyed safe haven in Afghanistan since that pullout. He's calling for a plan to attack the group's leadership. The U.S. has carried out strikes against IS leaders in Syria in recent weeks. We also remember the 2022 strike that killed al-Qaeda's Ayman al-Zawahiri. Is there a sense that what the U.S. is doing is enough to combat this ISIS threat now, percolating again in Afghanistan?
I think it's unclear. And I think part of the very imperfect arrangement that appears to exist right now is the United States, at least indirectly, is relying on the Taliban to carry out strikes and raids and other things like that on the Islamic State in Afghanistan. Those two parties, while both militant groups are at odds with each other, warring with each other, and the Taliban has successfully carried out a number of raids, taken out a number of senior figures and planners, but the assumption and the concern would be, can they truly get all of this? Can they truly stay on top of this? Mm-hmm. Particularly when you remember the way that the end of the evacuation effort that the United States did included the Taliban having security on the outside of the airport and that awful bombing that killed almost 200 people.
Oh, terrible. The U.S. withdrawal in 2021 was terrible. 13 U.S. service members killed, 170 Afghan civilians killed. And the Taliban also vowed to not allow terrorists into Afghanistan. Is there thinking that that was always a wink, or did they mean it and they can't do it? What's the sense?
I think it's a bit of a mixed picture. I think there is at least a belief within the U.S. government that there is sincerity on the Taliban's part in targeting the Islamic State. The Taliban has long been closer aligned with al-Qaeda, and there has been a single U.S. strike in Afghanistan since that pullout. That was against Zawahiri, a senior al-Qaeda figure. There has been no U.S. strikes against the Islamic State. That has strictly been Taliban business in the last 20 months.
Yeah. Well, you remind us that this war, U.S.-Afghanistan, began because Afghanistan was seen as protecting al-Qaeda, which was hiding there, and the Taliban was then, running the country. This was, hiding the al-Qaeda before the 9/11 attacks. And then after the attacks, the war began. And now we're seeing that the end of the war is enabling terrorists again to return to Afghanistan. It's pretty disheartening, especially since you're reporting that the Islamic State has been exploring the use of chemical weapons. So, talk about just what people in Washington are saying to you about this circle that seems to, be closed right now.
I think there is great concern about the Islamic State's ambitions. There's discussion in these documents of the Islamic State pursuing chemical weapons as a means, pursuing drone warfare as a means, and it's largely seen as small efforts right now. These are not, 9/11 size or scope in terms of the likely outcome, but you're still talking about a handful of people or a dozen people or more if some of these attacks were to come to fruition. Staying on all these with such a decentralized kind of model makes it especially difficult to track everything. So you're always wondering about what you're missing.
Right. Well, and again, we just have a couple seconds here, but it just is disheartening, you know, that, you know, years of a war and it seems to be in the same situation as before. The Taliban running the country and terrorists being harbored there. Dan LaMothe covers the Pentagon and the U.S. military for The Washington Post. We'll keep an eye on this story with you, Dan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.